Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was on Coast to Coast AM last night in the first hour, and George Norrie asked me what I thought about the BP spill, and I told him that all the evidence points towards a false flag attack. And I've got Paul Watson and Steve Watson working the last week researching the oil spill. The definitive report, now 40-plus days after, will be published in the next 2 hours at PrisonPlanet.com. We've all been working on it together. It's not 100% that it's staged, but all the evidence points towards it being staged. And it is 100% that they are allowing it to continue, and that they want it to be a bigger disaster as a pretext, as the Washington Post reported last week, for Obama to pass his new carbon tax, a wellhead tax, a gas pump tax, a energy tax, all levied in the name of cleaning up the Gulf. And they're not letting the public witness what's happening. They're not letting people in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Florida put up their own sand berms or their own systems to block the oil from going into the estuaries, into the brackish water areas where the rivers and streams enter the mangrove swamps, where it's most destructive to the fisheries and the communities. The feds are a bunch of control freaks, and they're in there accentuating the crisis as much as they can. And I'm not the only one saying it. Many other analysts across the board are saying, look, Obama wants to nationalize the oil companies. And the big top mega BPs, ExxonMobils, and others, they're already nationalized. They're already owned by the big central banks that are the global government. That's merged with our national government. And their specialty is doing things to themselves and then having presidents, prime ministers, CEOs fall on their swords, but then the power structure expands its control. Remember Katrina? Day one, it turned out FEMA had done drills of cutting off the cell phones, cutting off the police radios, not allowing aid to come in. Then when they actually had Katrina hit, they did that. They cut the cell phone towers, cut the police control towers, wouldn't let local police or even the National Guard at the beginning or the Coast Guard or Walmart come in and help. People said, why? Why 4, 5, 6 days, no food or water, stacking it up, not giving it to people inside the Astrodome? Why not let people walk out on the high and dry highways out to other areas? Because it was all a laboratory, a test, an experiment, a drill. The Pentagon calls Iraq a laboratory. They call, when they have military drills in the U.S., a laboratory. They call Afghanistan a laboratory. They're now injecting police with steroids all over the nation publicly. You know, a few years ago, it was the big secret that a third or more cops were on it. Now they're putting them on speed. The military's on steroids and amnesiacs and hallucinogens and mind control drugs. Now publicly. It's all a giant experiment. This is a scientific dictatorship. The globalists don't care about celebrity and about looking like winners. They want to be winners. They want to be controllers. They feed you issues and distractions and things that don't matter because, yeah, they're going to get a carbon tax out of this. At least that's their goal. They're going to get more control over onshore drilling. They've already had a total ban on already permitted wells in the Gulf. And now they're going to use it to nationalize, to a greater extent, our energy system. Because there are so many wildcats and independent groups out there producing oil in this country, they want to shut them down. The monopolists want to shut it down. But here is the most important point of all of this. When we get back, the most important key overarching reason that bare minimum, they are not letting the full scope of the disaster be known, A, and B, allowing it to continue, doing everything they can. I mean, we know they're blocking known fixes. We'll be back.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we have clear, incontrovertible evidence of prepositioning of financial assets to profit the globalists in the week before the oil spill began a month and a half ago. We have absolutely crystal clear evidence of that. Namely, Halliburton bought up a oil spill company a week before that operates in the Gulf. Halliburton had the contract with a subcontractor on the Deepwater Horizon out in the Gulf of Mexico. You have the CEO of Goldman Sachs, Chief Tony Hayward, selling his shares, a record amount of shares, in the weeks before the oil spill, over a third of his shares. You have Goldman Sachs, and we heard rumors of this at the time, but now it's confirmed via Federal Trade Commission filings, FOIA request done by Raw Story, and it reports that 4,680,822 shares, or 44%, but then I went and did some research. It was actually, that was one of the dumps 2 days before, a day before they dumped some more. So it was over 50% total of the Goldman Sachs stock in British Petroleum that was riding high at the time. This oil well of 3,000 plus U.S. licensed oil wells, 3,000 plus, you can look it up. I don't have the actual number in front of me. I think it's 3,300 and something. But the point is, it's over 3,000 U.S. licensed oil rigs in the Gulf, And out of 3,000 plus, a safety video was shot for the White House and about environmentalism, and Obama gave one award to that oil rig. You have BP being the top globalist oil company, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, one of the big owners, as well as Dutch Royal Shell. Those two companies are partnered. The Queen of England owns a large portion of British Petroleum, of course. British Petroleum is allowed to get 80% under government agreements since the 70s of the oil that comes out of Alaska. You're only allowed to have one pipeline to the U.S. The rest is all sent to Japan and China. See, it's all a cartel. It's all rigged. We have one of the most controlled energy industries in the world because the Rockefellers didn't discover oil, but within months of it being discovered, they discovered the way to create a monopoly and to bring it to market. And so it was the United States that created the oil industry worldwide. It was the Rockefellers, and they created the monopoly. In 1906, they got their supposed monopoly busted up into, what was it, eight different major oil companies. Those later split into several more, up to 12 and then 14. But the Rockefellers to this day are tax exempt. The public sure busted up the trust. See, back then, trusts were known as mega monopolies. So they spun it and they said, well, we'll have a new trust. We'll be tax exempt and we'll break up our companies and divest our control of them, which didn't really happen. And so then they could have 14 different oil companies, not just Standard Oil, and jack up the prices on you. And it's the same thing with diamonds, same thing with water, same thing with timber, same thing with three big companies controlling almost all of the corn and wheat and soybeans and canola. And they're busy mopping up. They write the federal regulations to shut down their competition. And if they need to stage a crisis to consolidate power, they're going to do it. And they cover all their bases. Why do you think that BP and Archer Daniels Midland Company and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the UN, they all have gone in together on no fewer than 50-plus emergency underground guarded by machine gun nest and pillboxes seed vaults? Oh, yeah, there's seed vaults in the U.S., India, England, Russia, Japan are guarded by armed guards. Now, at the North Pole, they've got quite a few of these installations, and they don't need to because they're hundreds of miles from even the smallest town and have a giant iron fortress doors. You can just go to YouTube and type in Arctic seed vault, and you can watch the newscast. Big, giant armored doors that it'd take 100 pounds of C4 to get into. Those are the only ones that aren't guarded. They don't need to guard them. Okay, so they're guarding original non-hybrid, non-GMO seeds in fortresses because they're going to infect everything. In fact, we've even seen them brag about this, the big GMO companies. They're going to infect every major seed line of every food crop, and it is then going to come out in the news later that it's sterilizing everyone on the earth. They're going to say it's an accident. And they're going to admit that it's jumping into other species of plants and insect and animal because they're mixing mammal and insect and other reptile genes into fish, into other mammals, into major food staples. And they knew from day one that they could make the desired change, but then it randomly then creates other mutations and that they suddenly got oak trees growing corn, you know, out of their seed buds in the spring. I mean, it's just an absolute nightmare. They're polluting and destroying everything, and you're not going to hear one stinking environmental group ever talk about the real environmental holocaust and red-level emergency going on everywhere. No. No. You're going to have BP and the UN say, we're going to tax carbon that humans exhale. And I pointed out that's a war on the carbon cycle and a war on humanity and all human activity. And I said, you watch, they're going to admit it's meant to target humans as a tax. And then Bill Gates and the UN the last 3 months, they all come out and say, yeah, humans are the problem. We can't just cut our other carbon footprint. We got to cut humans. And the average soft, lazy, decadent yuppie who's weak and pathetic
will say, well, we do have to get rid of the Africans or the Latin Americans or the Asians. There are too many of them. Hey, those people are 10 times harder working than you are. They didn't have the ancestors that set up the republic that produced all this wealth so you could become decadent slobs. They understand more and more what they're up against. And let me explain something to you. You are the target of this New World Order eugenics. You slack-jawed, dim-eyed, weak. You know, I didn't eat breakfast this morning. I was really hungry, so I pulled into a diner, La Madeleine, real fast on my way to work because they can just, boom, give you an omelet in about 2 minutes. I scarfed it down, and I sat there looking at the people in the restaurant. And it wasn't that they were physically soft. I mean, I'm not some, you know, arrogant, you know, super, you know, sports guy who's, you know, 2% body fat. It's just I looked at their eyes and the self-satisfied way they were eating and the little ticks of the way they were slurping their coffee and the way they were caressing their iPads and the way they were. And I watched the people behind the counter fighting with each other and, you know, having slights and just unhappy. I mean, they're in the lap of luxury. The poorest Americans got it better than 90%+ of people in the world. Did you know that? Our ancestors, no matter what color you are, had to crawl and scratch through the mud and had to fight hyenas and tigers and lions and grizzly bears and cave bears and wolves and polar bears and were bitten and chased by giant hordes, clouds of mosquitoes and had to watch most of their children die. Northern European people, literally every grave they dig up have fractures and cracks in their bones from literally jumping on the backs of animals that they were, you know, killing with their bare hands. Same story in Africa. They just dug up gladiators from 1900 years ago in England, Roman gladiators, you know, because the Romans controlled Albion, Britannia, today, the UK, and these guys have bites all over their bodies from lions and tigers and wolves and bears, some of which have been exported to England, and huge wounds all over them. And of course, in those type of gladiatorial events, they were actually local heroes and were well paid, weren't slaves by that period. But the point is, you can look at the National Geographic photos of these giant skeletons. Imagine 1900 years ago when the average man was 5'3", the average height of these skeletons is 6'4", 6'5", some are almost 7 feet. I mean, that's who we are, okay, is vicious, powerful, intelligent, hardworking, dynamic people. Not what we've become. Not what we've become. And I'm going to tell you, you look at the elites, you look at Queen Beatrix and the photos London Guardian has of her at Bilderberg, and you look at these other elitists, they're a bunch of crazed-eyed, demonic control freaks who are soft and pathetic as well. Now, I told you I'd give you the big secret of the BP oil spill. We've got a full breakdown coming up in the next hour and a half at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. I've worked on it. Steve Watson's the main organizer of the article. So is Paul Watson, has contributed. It's going to boil down every facet, and it's going to be 6-7 pages long. So if you're lazy, I'm talking to new listeners, you won't be able to understand the full scope of why we say evidence mounts that Gulf oil spill is false flag. I believe that's going to be the headline. Okay? If you want to be free, you're going to have to at least read a 7-page article. I'm not being condescending here. I have people call in all the time and send me letters asking me basic questions that I've answered thousands of times. Or asking me to write them a letter back telling them everything. Look, I can't tell you how to eat soup. I can't tell you how to change your diapers, folks, and I'm not trying to be mean here. I like good questions, too. It's just that we're so childlike, they tell us there isn't a world government when it's openly been set up and is unelected and criminal. The games are over, ladies and gentlemen. The world's always been a barbarous, dangerous place. Now it's just got a high-tech overlay, a soft, touchy-feely overlay, which makes it even more deadly. It's a creeping death. But I'll tell you what this oil spill is overall about. It's a political global distraction from the stock market collapses worldwide and the debt bubble that's out of control. It serves a lot of purposes. And when the globalists do a cost-benefit analysis and decide that a false flag will help them on multi-fronts, they launch it. So I'm going to go over the different ways this helps the New World Order agenda. Then I'm going to get into the economy, and it is hardcore news. Basically, it's everything we've talked about on this show for a decade is now on the Wall Street Journal, MSNBC, and CNN, which means you better watch it. We'll be back.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. Well, after Copenhagen, their big push to get a funding mechanism for world government was in deep trouble. As the Bilderberg Group was quoted as saying last week, we're about whipped. The public knows we're running a giant fraud, a giant scam. And so you have a big oil leak out in the Gulf a month after Obama announced that he was going to allow drilling. Oh, quite a reversal. Then he gives an award to the very oil rig that explodes mysteriously. And then all these top petroleum geologists and others tell them how to fix it, and they never follow any of the advice. And so now they're going to get to try to push their global carbon tax in the name of having money to clean this up. And they're also hyping the oil like it's the end of the world. Yeah, it'll mess up the season in Florida in some areas. Yeah. But oil is biodegradable. I mean, I've been to the beach. I've seen balls of oil that have little crustaceans, little crabs, and plants growing out of it. It's actually full of nutrients. Within a year, a different biologist are on record saying almost all the oil will be consumed. It's biodegradable. What is toxic? They've got the cleanup crews with all these poisonous, heavily refined chemicals dumping it into the oil on the seashores to dissolve it. That's what's killing most of the animals. You know, they show you an oily pelican. It's the government banning all fishing out there when most areas don't have oil. They could do some spot testing and checking of the seafood. Some of it might be contaminated. They could demand that there be spot checks. But what's causing the economic destruction is that the government for a month has said no fishing in the Gulf of Mexico, in the areas that are affected. And they're blocking the media. We've seen even CBS News with all their power, armed men in boats pull up and say, we're under orders from Halliburton, local police and Coast Guard. Since when do they take the orders? Now, I know I haven't talked a lot about the spill in the last 40-plus days. And that's because I've been collating. I've been tracking. I've been researching. I've been constantly thinking about it. Day one, my gut told me it's probably an inside job. But I didn't say that on air. I hoped it wasn't an inside job. It's definitely an inside job into the fact that they're letting it leak and not fixing it and blocking locals from protecting themselves to expand federal control, to expand federal international precedent, to expand corporate governance precedent where BP is in control of the whole operation. And overall, it's a political distraction from what's happening in the economy. And I'm going to cover this more when we start the next hour, as we've got a guest coming up on GMO foods and new studies showing that it's causing massive reductions in fertility and deformities and total sterility within three generations. But look at these headlines. This is what they're trying to distract from. Tax hikes and the 2011 economic collapse, the Wall Street Journal. That's the Wall Street Journal. Tax hikes and the 2011 economic collapse. And government knows when they raise taxes, less money comes into the Treasury because it shuts down the economy. Kennedy cut taxes by 50% in one tax bracket. Dr. Roberts pointed out it was only 35% in one bracket. Oh, I'm sorry. Only 35% cut for one group, but 50% for poorer people, less wealthy. And tax receipts doubled. Of course, California raised a bunch of taxes and their economy completely went into cardiac arrest. Of course, New York passed more taxes and they went into cardiac arrest. Of course, Florida passed more taxes and they went into cardiac arrest. Of course, Michigan passed more taxes. They went into cardiac arrest. They keep calling Rick Perry this big conservative. I'm paying three new taxes as a business owner, as they call me here in Texas, a supposedly tax-friendly state. And yeah, people are fleeing here because we're not raising taxes as fast. That's what the global government's about. Nowhere to run. So, tax hikes and the 2011 economic collapse. They want it to collapse. We have their own documents, just like the Timberwolf documents from Goldman Sachs. Today's corporate profits reflect an income shift in 2010. These profits will tumble next year, preceded most likely by the stock market. And they admit the big bankers and the big money are making record profits. Everybody else is going to hell in a handbasket. Doctors, lawyers, school teachers, cops, firemen, auto mechanics, farmers, ranchers, retail workers, your pay's way, way down or you've lost your job. Not the bankers, not the filthy scum. They're sucking every drop of blood out of us they can. Here's another one, investment banker. It's going to get nasty. Buy land, barbed wire, and guns. That's CNBC up on Infowars.com. I mean, folks, this isn't Alex Jones saying this, though I've been telling you this for years. It's now mainstream media. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All right, I'm going to get more into the oil spill disaster and evidence that it's more and more looks like a false flag. Coming up in the next hour, we'll get into the economy and a lot more. Don't forget, I'm a documentary filmmaker. I've produced over 20 films. I've directed more than 20, produced several others, Loose Change, Final Cut, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. They're all available at Infowars.com. And I know that you, the audience of this transmission, are extremely informed, extremely well-researched. In many cases, you're more informed than I am in specific areas of specialty that you've done more research into. But your friends, your family, your children, your grandparents, your parents, your neighbor, your employees, your bosses, the folks at your church or your synagogue or your, you know, whatever the case may be, they know something's wrong now, but they don't know the specifics. It is so vital to get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Invisible Empire, New Order Defined, The Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Terror Storm, films and materials that we offer at Infowars.com and to get them out to people now, and best-selling books like Seeds of Destruction, exposing industry and government lies about the safety of genetically engineered foods you're eating, Jeffrey M. Smith. He's very conservative. He's very careful. He understates it, and the understatement is absolutely devastating. There is no doubt that they know that these GMO foods are causing low birth weights, sterilization, reduced fertility, toxic problems. Seeds of Deception is such an important book. And then he has one that's like a textbook, Genetic Roulette, The Documented Health Risk of Genetically Engineered Foods, Jeffrey M. Smith, author of the number one international bestseller, Seeds of Deception. By the way, they're all available at InfoWars.com. Immune dysfunction, chronic illness, inflammation, death, 65 health risks, suppressed science and cover-ups, misfortune that the people are going through is just horrible. We need to warn the public. Misinformed Congress and regulators. This film is really my favorite. We've also got some films he's involved with, all available at InfoWars.com. And your purchase of the books and videos supports my operation and the authors and filmmakers whose books and videos we carry, like Jesse Ventura's American Conspiracy, number 4 on the New York Times bestseller list, and all the other great suppressed things. They've just republished Fletcher Prouty's The Secret Team, How the Government Really Works. He was the head of Black Ops in the Pentagon, liaison to the CIA. That book's now back in print, available at InfoWars.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. But whatever you do, don't procrastinate. Get involved today. Start reaching out to people. They're ready to hear the truth. Jeffrey Smith is the founder of the Institute for Responsible Technology, whose mission is to promote the responsible use of technology and stop genetically engineered foods and crops through grassroots and national strategies. He's an acclaimed international speaker, trusted authority on GMOs, best-selling author, admired filmmaker. Seedsofdeception.com. Seedsofdeception.com is the website. I wanted to get him on because I've literally seen hundreds of studies out of Canada, England, China, Japan, the United States. I've interviewed, you know, former GMO company heads who found that it was, you know, really hurting the guinea pigs and mice and rats. I've talked to other GMO heads who would say, look, this stuff's sterilizing the rats, reducing fertility. They'd say, well, that's not a problem, is it? There's too many people. So the point is, whether you think there's too many people or not, we shouldn't have forced medication going on. And then the bigger issue is this is irrevocably altering the DNA of the human species. So in the next 22 minutes, I wanted to get Jeffrey Smith's take on all of this. He would be with us longer, but he's on the road making a film right now. Here's the headline. Research links genetically modified food to long-term sterility. A new study done by Russian scientists suggests that genetically modified food may cause, kind of like jumping in front of a bus going 100 miles an hour might hurt you. A new study done by Russian scientists suggests that genetically modified food may cause long-term sterility. That is sterility in the second and third generations. The scientists used hamsters for the research and divided them into groups. One group of hamsters was fed normal diet without any soy products. A second group was fed non-GMO, genetically modified organism soy. The third ate GMO soy, and the fourth group was fed an even higher amount of GMO soy than the third. Each group produced about 7 of 8 litters of baby hamsters, each without any problems. But when the research selected new breeding pairs from the offspring, the second generation had a slower growth rate. And a bunch of other studies show that our guest will go over in a moment, and research their sexual maturity later than normal. They also had a mortality rate 5 times higher. Oh, you like living until 25 instead of 100? That's what we're talking about. That's 100, you know, 5 times lower is 25. They also had a mortality rate 5 times higher than the hamsters did who ate the soy. Even more shocking was the fact that nearly all of the third generation GMO soy hamsters were sterile and also experienced hair growth inside their mouths. There's photos of that. And it goes on. Now here, perfect soft kill weapon. Mercury in the vaccines has been shown within one generation to reduce fertility and damage DNA. Folks, this is real. And we already have massive sperm count lowered levels. We have massive infertility in women. You know about it. You see it in the news. All right, I'm going to shut up for the next 2 segments and go to Jeffrey Smith, author of Genetic Roulette, which is so important to get, folks. Jeffrey, break down this new study by the Russians, and then let's go into some of the other studies we've seen.
Yes, they actually, the scientists I spoke with said it was just a routine study. They just simply fed hamsters genetically modified soy in those 4 groups you said, non-GM soy, GM soy, high GM soy, and no soy. And there was no problem in the groups that were eating the normal, natural soy as part of their diet or no soy at all. But those that ate the genetically engineered soy, They didn't actually show the problems in the first generation. The second generation was slower growth, slower onset for maturity, but by the third generation, that's when the boom hit. And that was when nearly all of the adults had lost the ability to have babies. And the infant mortality rate, the rate at which they died at birth or soon after, that was 5 times higher in one of the GM soy groups and 4 times higher in the other compared to the control. So you had both a level of infertility, slower growth, and also a higher death rate among the babies. Now, this man, Alexei Surov, had done some research on hamsters before and found quite a rare situation where hair and mucus would form inside the mouth of the hamsters. That the pictures are so disgusting that when I posted my article in Huffington Post, I didn't put the picture there. I just linked to it in case people wanted to see it because I didn't want to force them. But it's just that, you know, inside the ring, inside the teeth, big gaping holes with hair and mucus growing in there. And this was published in a study by Surov some months before. But what he found out was that the group that was eating the genetically modified soy had a much higher incidence of this rare disorder than he had ever seen in his study, suggesting that there may be some very significant disorders resulting from the genetically engineered soy. Now, I asked him at this point, he released his information as part of a report on April 15th, and I asked him when it would be published, and that would be in the summer. And he was cautious. He said, we don't know if it's the genetically engineered component. We don't know if it's the extra Roundup herbicide on the soy. Let me explain what that means to those who are not familiar with GMOs. The primary reason why people genetically modify crops is so they can drink a poisonous herbicide and not die. And Roundup is the most popular. So you have Roundup-ready soybeans, corn, cotton, canola, and sugar beets that you can spray with a toxic Roundup herbicide, and it will kill all of the other plant biodiversity, but not the Roundup-ready crop. Now, I am learning just this month that the Roundup itself has components in it that might promote sterility. And what happens is, and this is, I'm saying might because I'm still investigating, and even once I've fully investigated, I probably would be cautious on the...
This is Monsanto of Agent Orange fame.
Yes, exactly. Monsanto is the one that produces Roundup. They're one of the producers of Agent Orange, and of course PCBs. And they're in charge, by the way, to determine if their GM foods are safe, not the FDA. The FDA's policy claims that it's up to Monsanto and the other biotech companies to determine if their foods are safe. They don't have to tell the FDA before it goes on the market.
And I saw just last month Obama appointed the head regulator at the Food and Drug Administration as the former Monsanto executive.
Yes, exactly. Michael Taylor, he's the U.S. food safety czar in charge of the U.S. food supply. He was the one that was in charge of policy at the FDA when the FDA said no testing was necessary.
Hmm.
And it was based on a policy that claimed that the FDA wasn't aware of information showing that GMOs were different. But documents made public from a lawsuit shows, of course, that that was a lie, because the overwhelming consensus among the FDA's own scientists were that GMOs were not only different but inherently dangerous and could create things like allergens, toxins, new diseases, and nutritional problems. But the person in charge of that policy, Michael Taylor, Monsanto's former attorney and later Monsanto's vice president, I believe because he put that policy through, is responsible probably for more food-related illnesses and deaths than anyone in human history, and he is in charge of the food safety in the United States.
Amazing. Now, again, this isn't just one prestigious Russian study, though. I mean, again, you have it all in your book, meticulously documented, but I've seen countless studies, not just in rats or mice or hamsters or rabbits that they tend to test on, but that they've done studies showing humans with lower birth rate and a higher mortality, and that it's not just this type of soybean, whether it's the poison or the soybean itself, but separately in other GMO crops that are GMO, not for a pesticide-related reason, but for, say, a flavor reason or for a longevity reason. I mean, this is really beginning to become crystal clear in focus.
Well, let's talk first about the animal studies, and then let's take a look for correlation in human studies. We do know, for example, that there are indigenous people in Argentina who've been sprayed by Roundup by plane, and they're complaining of birth defects. And possible there might be sterility there, sterility there too, infertility, but I'm not sure. But I think we can look with more confidence at the animal feeding studies. In fact, the most important one, I think, that follows the hamster one was done 5 years earlier also by someone with the Russian Academy of Sciences. And it was Irina Ermakova, a senior researcher at the Academy, and she just completely innocently fed genetically modified soy flour. It was from Archer Daniels Midland variety, bought in the store, the same kind that we eat here. And she fed it to female rats starting 2 weeks before they got pregnant and continued feeding them through pregnancy and lactation and then started feeding the offspring as part of their diet. What was interesting was that when the babies were born, many of the babies were smaller, quite a bit smaller, when they were from the GM-fed mothers. But most importantly, more than half of them died within 3 weeks. The control group that ate the GM, the non-GM soy, only 1 in 10 died. So it was a five-fold increase in infant mortality. With the hamster study we just discussed, there was a difference of five-fold, and that was 25% versus 5%. Or in another group, 20% versus 5%. So it was 4 or 5 times higher with the hamsters, and it was 5 times higher with the rats. Now, what was interesting with the Ermakova study is she, of course, was attacked and vilified by the biotech industry. She published her research as preliminary, asking for more money to do follow-up research, but never got it. In fact, she told me after we spoke at the European Parliament together that her boss had been told by his boss that, under pressure, that she couldn't do any more GM research. So one of her colleagues actually tried to comfort her by saying, well, maybe the GM soy will solve the overpopulation problem on Earth, and she wasn't comforted. But what happened was when she was attacked by the biotech industry, one of the valid issues was that she never did a biochemical analysis of the feed to see if there might be a toxin in the bag of flour. But after she had completed her research 3 times with similar results, coincidentally, the Russian Academy of Sciences facility where she was working started feeding all of the rats a rat chow based on genetically modified soy, and she had a brilliant idea of simply asking her colleagues after 2 months, what was the infant mortality rate in their study? They weren't studying GMOs. They just happened to be feeding all of the infants, all of the rats, GM soy. It turns out it had skyrocketed to over 55%. This suggests it's not some obscure toxin that had made its way into her particular batch, but it was more likely a generic problem. In addition, when you go back further, Italian researchers fed genetically modified soy to mice, and they found that the testicles were damaged, the structure and function of the testicles were changed, including the young sperm cell. And when they looked at the offspring in the embryo stage, a very, very young embryo stage, they removed it from the wombs of the pregnant mice who had been eating genetically modified soy or natural soy. And they found that those that had been eating genetically modified soy, the embryo DNA functioned differently. So Ermakova, this was in Italy, Ermakova back in Moscow, she decided to feed GM soy also to male rats, and she showed me the picture, which I use in my presentation, and the testicles changed from pink to blue. So normally the testicles are pink in male rats, and she showed the controls, and they were pink, but they were blue in those that were fed genetically modified soy.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. And now, what is it, 8 major food crops are being genetically engineered, and now they want to go to hundreds?
Oh, that's right, exactly. The goal of Monsanto, the explicit goal, is to genetically engineer 100% of all the commercial seeds in the world and patent them, and they have a plan to achieve it. Now, it doesn't stop with soy. We also have evidence of infertility with corn, and we also have it with the GM cotton. With the corn, the Austrian government fed genetically modified corn that was both Roundup ready and also produced its own toxic pesticide called BT. It was both events in the same gene, in the same DNA. So they found that the more of this corn that they fed to mice, the fewer the babies they had and the smaller the babies were.
And by the way, large portions of the corn and things we now eat in the United States are of these GMO varieties.
Yeah, about 85% of the corn. Now,
so, folks, you're having your family line annihilated right now. You're being you're under assault, and you know, if you, I mean, if you walked up and punched a cop in the face, you go to prison. But they feed this to the cops, and the cops just love it. I mean, I'm just pointing out that we're all being assaulted.
So we've seen this also in livestock. I happened to discover a new source that changed his animals to non-GM feed and found that the litters got bigger. I do know of about 24 farmers that claim that certain varieties of GM corn caused their pigs or cows to become sterile. Some pigs had false pregnancies or gave birth to bags of water. And also in India, they discovered that buffalo that were feeding on genetically modified cotton cakes. These are the cotton seed cakes. Now, these are cotton that's genetically engineered to produce its own toxic pesticide. Most of the buffalo that ate the cotton seed cakes got reproductive problems, including prolapsed uteruses, sterility, and abortions and premature delivery.
Jeffrey Smith, stay there. How do they think they're going to get away with this, folks? Well, they think you're dumb. They want population reduction, and they're getting it. No grandchildren for you, folks. We'll be right back.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please.
Tell him, Bob Dylan.
And if things don't change soon, he will.
Yeah, things don't change soon. Ladies and gentlemen, I have literally read hundreds of studies from prestigious organizations like the International Journal of Biological Sciences, extremely prestigious. Here's the headline: Monsanto GMO corn linked to organ failure study reveals in lab animals, and they test on rabbits and guinea pigs and rats and mice because their metabolic system is very similar to us. Same thing with pigs or monkeys, primates. I mean, this isn't a joke, okay? This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. And most of the food we eat now, when you go to a Mexican food restaurant and eat corn chips, it's frying you. Now, we can say no. We can take control of our society. We can demand real organic food. We can demand the feds don't change the organic descriptions to where it can be non-organic. This is life and death. And I know this stuff, and it's hard for me to not forget what I'm doing. But I've got to take care of my children. I've got to make sure they can have a healthy life and have grandchildren. This is eugenics. Make no mistake. Genetic Roulette, The Documented Health Risk of Genetically Engineered Foods, Jeffrey M. Smith, available at InfoWars.com and in his international bestseller, Seeds of Deception. You need to get these and get them out to everybody you know. He's going to be with us for one more segment. Continuing, sir, I mean, you can go on for hours. What about the study? I was talking to you about that genetic engineer out of England who's just had a stroke, unfortunately, but I've interviewed him years ago, you know, who found similar things in his studies. Talk about that.
Well, this is Dr. Arpad Pusztai, a very interesting case. He is the world's leading researcher in his field and was granted a $3 million by the UK government to create a way to test for the safety of GMOs, which was supposed to be implemented into the EU law. But what happened was he accidentally discovered that GM foods are very dangerous, that his rats, after 10 days, had smaller brains, livers, and testicles, partial atrophy of the liver, damaged immune system, and potentially precancerous cell growth in the digestive tract. He went public with his concerns and was a hero for about 2 days at his institute. And then the pro-GM UK Prime Minister's office apparently placed two phone calls to the director of the institute on a Tuesday afternoon. On a Wednesday morning, Dr. Pusztai's contract was canceled, his data was withdrawn, his team was dismantled, they never implemented the protocols. In fact, they told him if he spoke at all about his research, he would be sued. They went through a whole process to try and trash his reputation to promote the biotechnology industry, and what he had discovered was very interesting. You see, he fed rats a potato that was genetically engineered with a gene that produces an insecticide. But he had tested the insecticide over and over again on rats and knew it was safe. In fact, in his study, he fed some rats the natural potato with spiked with the insecticide and others eating the genetically engineered potato that produced the insecticide from within each cell. But only those that ate the GM potato, the genetically modified potato, got these illnesses and got this sickness.
So it's the way the poison was being delivered.
Exactly. It was the process of creating, it was the process of genetically engineering the potato that caused the problem, and that was what his great concern for him was, because he was aware that the same process was used to create the soy and corn and tomatoes.
And it was eating their livers, folks. You know, you don't drink Jack Daniels because you don't want to die of liver failure. Hell, you eat potatoes and corn, you get it. I mean, this is serious.
Now, in addition to his work, we're finding that the Roundup persists for a long time on the field after it's sprayed. Of course, Monsanto tried to say it was biodegradable, but two courts of law, one here and one in France, demanded and ordered them to remove it from their label.
Well, what about tap water? We know it gets on the water table. Jeffrey, stay there. We're going to have 5 minutes left with you on the other side because you're on the road with your film. Your film's coming out in October. I can't wait to see it. He's an amazing author and filmmaker, Jeffrey M. Smith. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.